This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael and I have decided we're going to use accents today. We're at the top of our game here.
Yeah.
On the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview. I can't last with that. You've got to be myself, Michael. I don't think that's probably why I wouldn't make a good actor, because I don't do voices. I've always never, whenever I've tried to act, was always got spun out of control because I'm a talk guy and I'm used to ad-libbing everything. And the director says, cut!
I was in theater as a kid back in high school and college, and looking back at it, I was such a ham.
I would
occasionally change the lines without the director knowing it.
Mm-hmm.
And if the audience liked it, usually it was comedy, they'd leave it in. If not, I would be chastised. But acting requires a tremendous amount of, shall we say, lack of inhibition.
Yes.
That's right?
A very good way. That's a good way of putting it. Yes. Yes.
Cry on a dime, you know.
Well, that's being a good actor. Yeah. The different types of acting, the Stanislavski method. There are lots of ways that people prepare to be actors and actresses.
Mm.
And there are a few that have gotten it that didn't have any training. It's work. Yeah, a lot of people think.
Right. But it's interesting trying to speak your truth, you know, to have a voice that's yours. In a way, psychologically, everybody is acting. It's just which act you're used to and which act you're not. The word person is derived from the word, it means mask. And as a person, you go through life with your personal mask, and you play a role in the game and the play known as society. It's so heavy.
Let's get to the stories now that we've got everybody really tuned in on what's going on.
Really bored. Everybody's untuned.
Here we are. Let's tune in and turn on, as we used to say.
Let me find my charts here.
Okay. Charts for the week of January 24th to the 28th, according to the work done, the research by folks at Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists at talkers.com and also at djvshow.com. So here we go, Michael.
Yes, number 10, winter weather. The weather outside is frightful.
Frightful.
The fire is quite delightful.
So delightful, yes.
And climate change is part of number 10. Number 9, the National Football League playoffs. There you go. You miss, you know, sports being in the top 10. It's number 9.
Yeah.
And at number 8, big tech social media bias. And that's tied with another subject that's related to that, Neil Young's Spotify flap.
That's the funniest thing. Either me or him. Well, we'll take him, thanks. See you later.
Mm-hmm. Number 7, the Florida Surgeon General testimony, and that's tied with Donald Trump and his relationship with the grand old party. Mm-hmm. At number 6, we have race relations tied with voter rights. At number 5, January 6th investigation tied with the 2022 midterm elections. At number 4, another tie, the economy, and that's tied with crime and violence, which has impacted the economy. And number 3, Justice Stephen Breyer announces retirement. That's a giant boulder that was thrown into the hardly tranquil pond of the national conversation.
Ooh, that's very colorful language.
Whoa, it's a theater of the mind.
Yeah.
And number 2, we have the Russia-Ukraine crisis and U.S.-China relations tied at number 2. Number 1, what do you think? COVID-19, vaccines, masks, and mandates.
Casey Kasem used to say, and back to number 1. It was number 3 last week, but it's back at number 1 this week on the countdown.
That didn't happen often, but occasionally songs would come back.
Yeah, right, exactly. I drove across the country this past week, or I drove halfway across the country.
You're an Iron Man.
and I was listening to, they have on Sirius, the 70s channel on Sirius, they have the old Casey Kasem, and a lot of stations are using it now, too, bringing back the countdown, the American Top 40 countdown with Casey from the 70s. And you know what? It sounds just as fresh, just as relevant. Listening to him isn't like return with us now to the swimming days of history. It was just kind of fit. It was neat to hear
it's
that.
It's good stuff, no doubt
it
about
is.
It.
Yeah.
At number 10 on the People Survey, we have Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
And he's a football player and an occasional Jeopardy host and a character. At number 9, Neil Young and Joe Rogan. They're a couple of old characters.
Yep.
At number 8, Joseph Latipo. He's a character. At number 6, Joe Manchin and Kirsten Sinema. They're characters. Donald Trump, he's a normal guy. He's at number 6. Jerome Powell's at 5. Kamala Harris is at 4. Stephen Breyer, the aforementioned Supreme Court Justice, at number 3. Vladimir Putin is 2. And Jumpin' Joe Biden, he's at number 1.
Jumpin' Joe. He's our president and resident.
He's kept jumping, Joe. Isn't he?
He is keeping his, he's got his Mexican jumping beans. They're working as best they can. I thought it was hysterical when Neil Young this week. I'd actually thought about you, as the two of us are former jocks, and we played music during that era when Neil Young first became popular. And he goes to the folks at Spotify and says, "Look, it's either him or me." So
right, they invested like $90 billion in Joe Rogan.
In Joe Rogan, right? Exactly.
And.
People are funny.
Neil Young is a character. You know, you mentioned my music background. Neil Young is a guy that marched to the beat of his own drum all the way back
to
when he was in Crosby, Stills, Nash, and occasionally Young when they could get along.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he's an irascible guy. The only guy he gets along with, apparently, is Willie Nelson. They seem to be good friends. And
there's another guy.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, and Donald Trump, number 6 on the people list. This is, all of this stuff about Trump and the GOP. The most interesting story from the Trump camp this week was him saying that his son, Donald Jr., who is his publisher, couldn't find enough glue, paper, or leather to put together his new photo book, which is going to be, according to Trump, very popular, the most popular book probably ever sold. But they can't find enough glue and paper.
It's going to be the biggest book anyone's ever
That's
seen.
That's right. The best, the biggest, and the best. Right. Woo. Wow, he's out.
So what's the deal here? That there's the supply chain issue? Is that what we're talking about?
Apparently, as his son says, they can't find enough stuff to put the books together. And I'm going to Mar-a-Lago next week. I'll see if I can find a copy. All right?
And, are you really going to Mar-a-Lago?
I am, in fact. Yes.
Hmm. They have fantastic shrimp there.
Yes.
And the lobster.
Right.
The lobster,
I remember you had dinner there one night.
I had dinner there several times. Yeah. And I'm not saying that to drop names. I consider it to be a thing that gives me great insight into the things I talk about.
Yes, right. I'm with you on that one. And I was invited once last year to go, and I did. Had a nice lunch. Trump came out, wanted to know how my crab meat was, like he was the chef. He's actually, if you can put away all of the disastrous stuff that he creates around himself, he's a pretty interesting character. He really is, in the sense that...
except for that one small contingency that you mentioned, if you put away all the disastrous stuff he creates for himself.
Right. Yeah.
Other than that, Mrs. Right. Lincoln, how's the play?
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay. Anyway, we're going to get into, I want to talk with you because I know you love to talk about football and certainly the playoffs being in here. And I don't know if you saw, you have HBO, right? Did you see the interview with Bob Costas with Al Michaels? If you haven't seen it, it is fabulous. I'm not even a sports fan, but I'm an Al Michaels fan because he's been around about as long as I have and being successful. And he's not stopping. He's 77. He's doing the Super Bowl this year. He's looking forward to next year. He got 4 offers for a new 5-year contract. The guy's, I think, he's a fabulous, perfect example of someone who loves something, made a career out of it, did very well. I mean, this guy can broadcast any kind of sports that there is to broadcast. He was a great baseball broadcaster, I thought, when I was a kid. Well, not a kid, but certainly. Don't you think you're
one
great?
One of his great... I like Al Michaels. I think he's a real good broadcaster, an excellent play-by-play commentator. And, you know, his famous line from, I believe, the 1980 Olympics, is it that long ago, as the USA hockey team was about to clearly beat the Russians. It was 6 seconds left.
Oh, right. Said, they talked about
said,
that. Yeah.
Do you... Oops, my dinger just went off. Sorry about that. Hey, it's Al Michaels. He's listening. He said, do you believe in miracles? That was... that. And that became the Miracle on Ice.
Yeah.
Great moment.
Cross,
one of the things that's great about sports is that it's reality show that's truly reality. Of course, after sports betting becomes entrenched, I don't know how real it'll be anymore, but that's another story. But for now...
They talked about that.
It's a pretty good... Did they?
Yeah.
Good. Then I'll check it out.
They talked about how they used to be told they couldn't mention it as broadcasters, and now because it's legal, everybody's mentioning it. And how difficult it was for Al not to mention it. He was clever about it sometimes, but, you know, he couldn't deliberately talk about what was going on betting. And people would say to him, well, you got money on the team, right? And he said he never bet on a sports team at all any time in his career. So I thought that was pretty interesting. But
can I say something
very...
that's crazy? I've never bet on a sports game or a sports team ever in my life.
No, neither have I.
Even as a kid. No. To me, you know. And I don't mean it for moral purposes. It's just a bad investment.
Yeah, right. It's a bad it's a bad investment most of the time. It's like the lottery, getting into that. Anyway, so but if you have, I'd say this to you and to everybody listening. If you haven't seen it, you got HBO. Check out Bob Costas is one of the most wonderful interviewers on television, and it's a great conversation. More on the countdown as we continue. 17 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tap, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
This whole wall needs to be shelving, too. This is a focal point in our restaurant.
Leilani's new restaurant will have the largest wine cellar in the city. She needs a robust sommelier with notes of procurement manager.
Three sections for France? I mean, this is the biggest...
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and see it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So instead, we're going to hire a professional voice actor and pay him absurd amounts of money to say,
I like this product.
Not sure why that was better. I mean, I'm a professional too, but we didn't pay him to say the business part, so back to me. Save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. Sorry, I know hearing me say it was a bit of a letdown. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now 23 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the last week of January 2022. Have you stopped writing 2021 on your checks? I asked that question of the ladies who are on the DJV program with me, Michael, and they said, huh? Who writes checks? Only me. Yeah. I guess I'm the last one to
You're
write
the last
checks.
Holdout from
as
the
it were. Yes, right. You were talking about reality. As an aside here, I thought it was interesting. I wanted to get to the football stuff certainly here as we can, but the reality trench that you were digging and reality shows and that sort of thing. I thought this week something that was, this is sort of a countdown extra, Jeopardy champion Amy Schneider.
Oh, that's actually very close to the top 10 topics.
It's
somewhere nearby that. That's a big story.
Yeah. $1.4 million, 40 consecutive wins. She came pretty close to Ken Jennings' record, I think, didn't she?
No, Jennings went 79 games. She won 39, played 40. She surpassed recent player Matt Amodio. Mm-hmm. Who had, I don't know, I don't remember, 30-something wins, and he won $1.5 million.
Yeah.
So there's two records that they have. One, how many consecutive games you win, or how much money you win. And, you know, it's rarefied air. There's several people who've made a lot of money.
Well, the story that some people made out of is the fact she's a trans woman. Mm-hmm. And but I think, for me, I saw it as a visible symbol of achievement for these people that some marginalize, and then it doesn't make any difference, frankly. So the answer that stumped Snyder, did you see that, was about countries of
no.
the world.
No,
the
I
only
seen
nation
it.
Whose name in English ends with an H, and which also has one of the 10 most populous cities. So where's
Utah.
The Jeopardy music? What is it?
Utah.
No, it's the country, Turkey.
Oh, Utah's not a country? Okay.
What is Bangladesh? Nobody knew what Bangladesh was before John Lennon sang that song, right?
George Harrison.
George Harrison, excuse me, right, exactly, thank you.
Bangladesh.
Yeah, right.
Bangladesh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
all right.
That's all
so
I
know. Anyway, there it is, that's it. We've got it, we took care of that. Now let's talk about football and what's happening. Aaron Rodgers going to another team, the playoffs, the Cowboys are making a decision on a head coach, all kinds of things going on this week. What of all the things in football, what frustrates you the most this week, Michael?
What frustrates me the most?
Yeah.
Nothing.
He's not playing for the Patriots.
I would have liked to have seen the Patriots in there, but you know, the Patriots are going to have a tough time getting back into the thick of things. There are some really good young players, and they're not on the Patriots. There's some good players on the Patriots, mm-hmm. but you've got a very interesting quarterback, Joe Burrow. I think his name. I'm blanking on it.
He's I'm not the right guy to help you on this. Sorry.
The Bengals are a real big underdog, and they're playing the Chiefs, who are the big bad dudes of the American Football Conference, and that's going to be very interesting. The point I'm making is that there's a lot of young blood that really is exciting. The Buffalo Bills are an extraordinarily good team. They have a great quarterback, Josh Allen, who's going to have a magnificent career. So I'm not frustrated with any of it. I think it's I'm not a big fan of sports betting, which is changing the culture of sports.
Yep.
It's a whole other topic. Not
sure
thrilled
is.
With that. Not that I'm a moralist and I'm against gambling. I'm against anything that has such big money attached to it remaining pure.
Well, yeah, right, exactly. It's not going to be pure. It isn't. It can't, under the circumstances, remain pure. And that's right. That's kind of sad, actually. 28 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Hello. Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
I know you've been waiting a little bit longer than normal.
Jen's manicure spot needs an extra pair of hands.
Who's at the front desk right now?
Someone who's handy with everything from nail files to spreadsheet files.
Pedro's not coming in today, but we have that whole bachelorette party.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
70% of the Fortune 100 choose Zoom. With phone, chat, workspaces, apps, events, and video in a single platform, Zoom powers all your communications. Large enterprises, small businesses, and individuals use the secure Zoom platform to enable new ways of working, learning, hosting events, and supporting their customers. And now you can save 15% on meetings, chat, and phone with the Zoom United bundle. Visit zoom.com/bundle. Zoom, how the world connects.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The White House is reporting they are planning a fast, aggressive effort to nominate the first black woman to the Supreme Court by the end of February. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says Vice President Kamala Harris will have the president's ear.
Well, first, the vice president will play a central role in this process, and the president intends to consult with her very closely. Obviously, she has a long history as a former attorney general, as a member of the Judiciary Committee, and he respects her opinion greatly.
The New York Post is reporting President Biden's family has been doing deals with people tied to the highest levels of Chinese intelligence. Five Chinese nationals and companies have given the Bidens roughly roughly $31 million over the past few years. It should be noted 2 months ago, Hunter Biden's lawyer said he sold his equity stake in Chinese companies that President Biden claimed to know nothing about. Hunter's lawyer refused to disclose how much money was made. USA Radio News.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
An illegal immigrant is being accused of murdering a Houston, Texas police officer last weekend. Now, Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Fox News says President Biden is responsible for breaking the law and must be held accountable.
Let me put this in context. You've seen, you probably have reported on, the lawlessness that we've seen in cities like San Francisco and Los Angeles and Portland and Seattle and Minneapolis, Chicago and New York City, where they have defund the police or they have criminals who are completely disregarding law enforcement. That attitude starts at the top. Starts with the president. And when you have a president of the United States who himself is ignoring the law, refusing to enforce the law, allowing criminals to break that law, that goes down into the entire system. And that's why when Biden does not enforce the border security laws, when Biden allows people in the country illegally, knowingly, and telling the public that people get to roam around illegally, when Biden is involved in secretly transporting people that they apprehend down here and they drop off in New York State. People see that and they know that's lawlessness. And I tell you what, there's an uprising in the attitude of Americans about this anger. And the lid is about to blow the top unless and until enforcing the rule of law, and that includes the immigration laws passed by Congress that exist right now. It includes the Constitution of the United States that requires the president to secure the border.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now, 34 after the hour, as we continue with this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michael has given you the official list of stories, the top 10 story list and people. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to be able to shepherd these discussions as we do from time to time, week to week, year to year, decade to decade, on and on it goes. You know, somebody just sent me an email. Has nothing to do, but it kind of does have. It has everything to do with what's going on in our country right now. I don't know why I'm on this list. Somebody who, you know, there's stuff we're getting things in the email now that we didn't ask for, and I'm solicited. So this is somebody who wants me.
We're getting stuff in the email we didn't ask for. That's funny. We do,
yeah. Don't we? All kinds of crap. So this is a suggestion for me to change whatever it is that I'm doing in my life and work from home. And the following positions are available: from $16 to $45 an hour as a translator, $125,000 a year as an investigator. $30 an hour as an Amazon delivery person. I think.
How do you do that from home?
What? Yeah. Well.
How can you be an Amazon delivery person or an investigator from home? I can see being a translator, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But when go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I just am looking at these things, and I'm thinking, you know, that we've one of the stories that we've been pursuing here for quite a long time has been as the impact of COVID continues to be felt, as people who have retired, jobs that are open that aren't being filled. I just paid a lot of money to have a couple of tractors delivered to the farm because they can't find people to go drive trucks to bring to haul products back and forth. And then I look at this, the Amazon thing, and what a scourge Amazon is. I have no use for Amazon whatsoever, and I've made that clear over the years. And I have less use for them now because of the way they have hired these drivers in these vans that are everywhere, and they park the damn vans in the middle of the road. They don't seem to, I'm Amazon, I can park where I want to. And they screw up traffic. Did you know that this past year, Amazon bought 80,000 vehicles to move this stuff around? You don't think they're, and built about 100, and I think I saw 104 warehouses are under construction around the country for Amazon? What does that do to the country, the psyche of the country, people who have had jobs in retail? I just think it's appalling.
It's a tremendous boom for the cardboard box industry.
Yeah, that's another thing. We talk about cartons, how much we're supposed to, you know, people say, well, I'm not going to go to the mall, so I won't spend that money on fuel. Well, how do you think this stuff gets to you? That's such a foolish argument.
Yeah, but I mean, how do you see these trucks any different in terms of their conduct, in terms of traffic and street and parking and stuff like that, with the old brown, you know, UPS trucks that have been around since we're kids?
They don't park in the middle of the road. Yeah, no, FedEx. UPS, FedEx, they don't park in the middle of the road. They know how to drive. I've never felt like I was overcome, if you will, in terms of traffic by anybody but Amazon. I think they just don't, the kids.
But don't you on a certain level find the service that Amazon provides to actually be very convenient?
No. Not for me. I don't like it. Uh-huh. I want to go to the store. I want to try it on. I want to see if the pots and pans are what I really want. Instead of them shipping it to me, I don't like it. I put it in a box and I send it back. I mean, look at what that takes. You talk about cardboard boxes and the creation of refuse.
Okay, so look me in the eye. Look me in the eye. You just gave away a little hint there. You said you buy it, you don't like it, you send it back. Do you use Amazon?
No. I'm just saying that's what people say who are around. My children use it. I have plenty of friends who use it, and they hear the same thing from me. And they laugh at me.
Yeah. Well, so. I have mixed feelings about it. On one level, I completely agree with you. Mm-hmm. That it's changed, that these trucks are everywhere, and that people are having problems with porch piracy, apartment buildings, condos are having problems with the mail room. Where do you put the boxes that pile up in the lobby? It's changed the whole nature of so many of our processes. But, on the other hand, this is progress. Mm-hmm. This is the coming way things are going to be done, and it's just going through growing pains. We're not going to go back to brick-and-mortar stores and main streets and shopping malls being the way they used to be. I still believe there will be stores, but it's a whole different game now.
Yeah. Amazon's opening its own stores.
They have to. Isn't that funny? Everything goes around full circle.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's not my cup of tea. Too much focus, too much concentration of not wealth, but power, control, what people's choices
story.
Are.
I sure agree with that. Too much concentration of wealth and power.
You know, that's one of the things Biden is doing that I think is a great story in and of itself. And I talk about this all the time on my American Family Farmer show, which you were the inspiration for. Idea that Biden wants to break up the four large conglomerates that control 80% of agriculture, the five that control most of the grocery stores, that sort of thing. But, you know, you look around and almost every industry, every business is controlled now by a few companies, and it's dangerous, it's bad, not healthy, not good for consumerism, not good for our democracy, not good for capitalism. So I take my hat off to Biden on that one. I hope he has some success in breaking up these. Remember when we were kids, how AT&T got broken up because the government said it was too big and they became the Baby Bells? And now, look, AT&T is back up being as big as it was when they broke it up the last time.
It's a big baby. Things grow back. And we're dealing with that with Google. We're dealing with that with YouTube. Yeah. We're dealing with that with Amazon. The 21st century internet-based businesses, primarily what we call now big tech, are a problem for our economy, for our freedom of speech, for our public discourse, for people building businesses online. There are the same issues that good old Teddy Roosevelt faced when he was a big trust buster. And the monopolies were a problem in the early days of the 20th century. We're seeing that again in the 21st century in the big tech digital era.
There's no question that we are living in changing times. All right, let's talk about the Breyer. How much time we got? A few minutes here. Justice Breyer announcing his retirement and the inevitable who's going to replace him, that game, the guessing game. Kamala Harris seems to be on top of the list this week, depending on who you talk to. But I looked at a breakdown, Michael, by ethnicity of federal judges that have been appointed by recent presidents. And as usual, we get into this black, white, Latina, Asian, American, you know, all of the stuff that, are they Jewish, are they Protestants, are they old, are they young, all that stuff. And is there going to be diversity in the court? You look at, let's see, Trump appointed mostly white judges. Let's see, Obama appointed a number of, but more were appointed by Trump. And then Biden, not so many. Black judges, lots of them appointed by Obama, not too many by Trump. I mean, this is all so predictable, but yet it becomes part of the discourse. What should we do? Biden says we got to have a black woman.
He promised it on the campaign trail, so now he's going to come through with it.
Right. So isn't Kamala Harris a black woman? Gets rid of her and her problems and, she can't do much damage.
That's the way, hey, let's get rid of Harris. Sick her on the court.
Yeah. See you later.
Somebody like that may have said that, but I don't think it's going to be her. But I don't know who it's going to be. But
how do they get rid of her though? They have to get rid of her.
So well, how do they get rid of her by not nominating her for anything when the election comes around?
Hmm. Yeah.
All right. That's how the
number one COVID. There are lots of people asking lots of people, when is this going to be over? Because COVID deaths this week surged again in certain parts of the country. There were 2,200 people a day dying on average. I don't believe that statistic because I think they fudge the numbers. But at any rate, a lot of people are dying of this. And some people still say, oh, it's Omicron. No, it's not. It's back to Delta. Omicron doesn't kill many people at all. But at any rate, I heard something this week from the doctor, Ken Kronhaus, who's on the Good Day Health program with me. He says that now his position, even though he's an ardent supporter of getting the shots, that you'll be better off if you've had COVID and at the other end of you'll have more protection from it than you will from the shots. Now that things are pretty much over, there you go.
Well, natural immunity is always better than vaccine immunity in most cases, but there's so many aspects to this this pandemic that we don't understand, and doctors don't understand, that it's crazy to jump to any conclusions. One has to really, keep an open mind, an open ear, and try to separate the misinformation from legitimate debate over options that are realistic.
Yeah, you're right about that. Yep. All right, we're going to get to the bottom of Michael and his interview, what's going on other than the countdown itself, at talkers.com right after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast.
So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Calendrin targets all over body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Calendrin just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, mm-hmm. and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all over toning, too.
So does Calendrin work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you know, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking Calitrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJV code for all these specials when you check out.
Want a deal you'll love on a Valentine's Day gift they'll love? Shop and save right now at Kohl's. Get 20% off Food Network bakeware, up to 50% off festive pillows and decor, and sterling silver diamond pendants for just $69.99. On top of all that, you can get an extra 15% off and earn Kohl's cash. What are you waiting for? Get to Kohl's and celebrate the special moments for less. Select styles, 15% offer ends January 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. Really good. So good, you gotta try it. With Straight Talk, you can get our Silver Unlimited plan for just $45 a month. Now with unlimited high-speed data, plus 5 gigabytes hotspot data, and no contract, with nationwide 5G on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot for your data when you can get unlimited for a whole lot less? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
All right, so Michael, I always like to know, and the audience wants to know too, what the MH interview, Michael Harrison interview is this week at talkers.com.
It's a really good one. A fellow by the name of Josh Hammer, 32-year-old conservative constitutional lawyer for the last 2 years, has been the op-ed section of Newsweek's editor, and he's getting into podcasting and stuff like that. He has a tremendously intelligent, fresh, and fascinating insight into the future of conservative politics in America. And he's a conservative. He's a real arch-conservative, but he's at odds with a lot of the older conservatives, the conservative establishment. And
Trump.
He says Trump did his role as a wrecking ball when it was needed, and now he has to go.
That's it. Okay. Let's see what kind of popularity he finds.
MHinterview.com.
Yep. All right. So it's always provocative, always on top of things. You want to know about the future of Trumpism? Sounds like this is the interview to listen to. Josh mm-hmm. Hammer. On with Michael Harrison, MHinterview.com. I also find it at talkers.com, too. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison on our weekly overview of the hot hits in talk radio. Talk Radio Countdown Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
See, what does this remind me of? Movie Moments time, by the way, at 53 after the hour on the DJV program. Chuck Curry has joined us with his focus on the now. He looks to the future, but he also goes into the past. And I know this is the theme from what was a great sports movie, namely, well, it was a good story, but also Hackman was the star. And pretty much anything he's in, I'm going to go see. I wish that he was still around, frankly. What about it, Chucker?
Well, we're going to talk about Gene Hackman, because on Sunday, Doug, believe it or not, he turns 92 years old.
God love him.
That theme is to Hoosiers, one of my all-time favorite movies. I'll tell you a quick story. You know I own an ice cream parlor. One is in East Strasburg, Pennsylvania. So in the back of the store, I have a 64-inch 4K high-definition television. It's a Roku, so I stream a lot of stuff. Hoosiers plays almost every single day at some time during that. I love that film. It's one of those movies that's very repeatable, and I have an addictive personality. I can't help myself. And I love, I love Gene Hackman. And it's hard to believe it's been 18 years since he last was in a feature film, which was Welcome to Mooseport with Ray Romano. He started, he didn't contemplate acting. He came from a broken home. He joined the Marines when he was 16 years old, got discharged, didn't contemplate acting until he was 30, went to the Pasadena Playhouse joined with Dustin Hoffman. He met Dustin Hoffman.
Went to school with Dustin Hoffman, didn't he?
Yes.
If I remember correctly.
Yeah. And I guess they became roommates. And then Hackman's first movie was Bonnie and Clyde. He was well over 30. And then he did the Poseidon Adventure. Well, he won an Oscar for French Connection in 71, gets the role of Reverend Scott in the Poseidon Adventure in 72. The only movie where he starred as the main action hero in that film was a huge hit, Superman in 78. He won two Oscars, French Connection and Unforgiven. But even movies like The Replacements with Keanu Reeves or Behind Enemy Lines, His presence can elevate movies like that to a
that movie
to
he
a
did
much
in the submarine
level.
With Denzel Washington. Trying to remember.
Oh, incredible.
That was a great
Crimson
movie.
Tide. Crimson Tide. Yeah, right. That yeah. was a great script. That was a great script. And two of the best actors in our lifetime going mano a mano on the big screen, yeah. Gene Hackman and Denzel Washington. But, there's one other footnote that I read, and I was sort of surprised. He evidently was offered the role of Hannibal Lecter in Silence of the Lambs before Anthony Hopkins, which
really?
Would have been a very different movie. I mean, he would have been great, but, I mean, Anthony Hopkins is hard to see any other actor
yeah.
opposite
right.
Jodie Foster in a movie. But, you know, Gene Hackman was the go-to guy and, a great, great screen. Here's the last thing I'll say about him. The minute Gene Hackman appeared in movies with Bonnie and Clyde, that was a man on screen. That was not a boy. That did not look like a boy. He looked like a man. And a lot of actors now... but they're called man boys. A lot of them have very young-looking faces, even when they're in their 30s and 40s. But Hackman always looked like a man, and he's my all-time favorite actor. Just wanted to point that out.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. All right, so what's the big deal this week? I see a new movie
Here's the deal. There's really nothing opening wide. Anything opening is very limited. So the multiplexes are going to have to live off some more Spider-Man. And, you know, it's in its week six, so it's like a person who's starting to get very hungry, and you're throwing him some Spider-Man cereal. I don't know if that's going to fill the theater, you know, the bellies of theaters up, but it's not a good situation. Having said that, February does look a little better, although this new movie,
yeah.
Moonfall, which opens next weekend, is getting horrible reviews. Then you got Jackass Forever. I know you're going to be first online for that one.
Thank you.
We'll sleep in a sleeping bag overnight, and we'll go be first online for that one.
The last time I went to the movies, the trailers I thought were good for what was coming up versus what I saw around Thanksgiving with those horrible, all that just crap. That was
you got Death on the Nile. Opening on February 11th. Hopefully that's good. That'll help. Marry Me with Jennifer Lopez and Owen Wilson. That looks actually a very
good
trailer.
Yep,
comes out Valentine's Day weekend. It looks like a lot of fun.
Yep.
And then you got a movie based on a video game called Uncharted with Mark Wahlberg and Tom Holland.
That actually looks good,
Spider-Man.
Too. That actually looks good.
Hopefully it gets people into multiplexes. And then all signs... which is a bigger one, March 4th, you got the Batman with Robert Pattinson, and hopefully on and on and on, we get more high-profile films that start luring people more and more into
What's this movie Redeeming Love about? That looks new.
I don't know. I got to be honest.
Stuff, the retread, Scream is still there. I'll tell you, if you're looking for a good, entertaining movie to see and you haven't been, try the 355, even though it hasn't done that well.
Very cool.
It's
okay.
A very good movie. Yep, very interesting. A well-done movie, frankly, action flick. All right, Chuck, you're good. Have a good weekend. We'll find out about the box office totals.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.